I've been asking us to consider that for the most part, the reasoning process on the left when it comes to prescriptions for resistance is magical. And I don't mean that in a generous sense. As in inspiring and just heart lifting and effervescent or something like that. No, no. For instance, after listening on September 11, 2014, to one left pundit tell his audience in a solemn voice that if, quote, if we don't start hitting the streets, start committing civil disobedience to stop global warming, we're not living up to our responsibility to our children. And the host thanked him for giving us a dose of much needed reality, she said. But this was not a dose of reality. This was a dose of fantasy posed as strategy. Earlier that same morning, I listened to a real dose of much needed reality. I hope you'll listen too. It's an interview with Joel Moskowitz, who has a film out called Mobilize, and it's got a release going on right now in the Bay Area of California, USA. So if you listen to this blurb, and when I try to download, I've got to mention this as well in case it's significant, which I'm sure it isn't, but when I attempted to download the MP3 of this show, every time I selected download, it started playing the file. And so I enlisted the help of my son, and he made a copy of the interview with Mr. Moskowitz for me. So that's why it's the MP3 from the show itself is not there, from the whole show. So this interview with Mr. Moskowitz was about the health effects of microwave radiation. And so I want to put it out to you. Doesn't the military's capability to kill and disable invisibly? This is a weapon that's designed to disable soldiers on the battlefield. Wrap your mind around that. Imagine the intensity of that energy stream. How powerful that radiation hit. And this is what they are able to do with it, with this radiation. Isn't that a health risk? Certainly a peace of mind risk. I mean, come on. Do we really think they don't use that to try to eliminate dissent? If power can do something and not be held accountable. Look at Auschwitz, for goodness sake. They do it every time. And it makes you wonder about these previous incidents, particularly in that one case where a man in the military mowed down folk and then they used him to sort of debunk the notion that there was a weapon, that they had a weapon using microwave radiation, right? Because they said, this man complained that he was being bombarded with, ha, 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 radio waves. That was the way it was presented, you know? They were keeping him from sleeping at night, right? Now you look back and you think, I wonder if they were testing this technology, because believe me, they want to know what their toys can do. These are abandoned children. No two ways about it. And I would suspect that they couple the radiation stream with their technology, using some piece of their technology, which we know from Lauren Murray's. She was a whistleblower at DARPA. And she said that they have the capacity to, as she put it, weaponize energy in the environment. And so, should we allow the state to possess such means of killing and disabling secretly? Which means they could be doing, I mean, think about that. Think about that. It is, in fact, I believe, happening around us to a degree because these folks believe in weeding out dissent, because they only want happy campers. So they don't want resistance on their project to roll us into the future they create. These are not just misanthropists, but megalomaniacal to a degree we've never conceived before and we've never been able to imagine. So of course, if we're experiencing headaches and symptoms and irregular heartbeats, we're not going to jump to the conclusion that we're being targeted. No. They count on that reaction. They count on that.